Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Want to hear a joke?
If you want to hear a joke, I got a nice clean one.
Take my wife, please.
That's a funny joke.
My joke wasn't funny.
You are hilarious today.
What's the occasion?
It's International Joke Day.
Waka waka. Who wants to hear a joke?
I've invented a science joke. Would you like to hear it?
Happy International Joke Day.
Want to hear a knock knock joke?
Knock knock. Who's there?
Showtime.
Yeah. Great.
National, international joke day today.
You had to do that, didn't you? After we had bad dad joke day and all that. Great,
that's what
great.
I thought, didn't we just celebrate bad jokes?
No, and now, dad jokes.
Oh, dad jokes.
Dad jokes,
oh,
which
bad
are just
dad jokes.
Jokes anyhow. So,
oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
You know what, everybody listening this morning? Carla being a comedian, of course.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
us.
Bad jokes. I'm not doing any more bad jokes. It's also ginger snap day, so eat some of those.
Oh,
how about
okay.
that?
Where's that opening?
Yes, that's right.
Mike and Carla, morning show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1920.
Yeah.
As we get ready and closer for the 4th of July long holiday weekend.
Yes.
And it's good news for Carla Ray, who got her phone delivered.
Did I ever.
Yay.
Sat
Yay.
There with, luckily, thank you. Luckily, it was decent weather because I left my door open and just had my, you know, security screen. I just sat there looking and I saw the FedEx truck. I'm here.
There was no way you were going to miss this delivery.
Oh, jeez.
So
no.
after Monica and Chris were at your house all morning long.
They were at my house patrolling. She said, no, not here yet. It's good. You're good.
Nothing happened.
Had their helmets on, you know, with plants hanging off of their the camo.
So they finally deliver the phone when you are home.
Yes.
After everybody went out of their way but the day that they delivered it originally.
I know, I'm there. Yeah, I know. No.
Nobody was there.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Isn't that how it always
it's
is?
It's all good. Everything's good. It's working. I, you know, they make it so simple now. You just do it yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there at the Apple store. It's not downloading. It's still just happening. Listen, can I just tell everyone, though, back up your phones. Back up your phones.
Is that what we learned?
Yeah, well, I always do.
Yeah.
But I have friends who don't back them up. And it's like, well, guess what? Well, this didn't transfer over. I don't have half my numbers. Because you didn't back them up. So back up your phones.
I've been to the Apple store a couple of times. And that's the first thing they ask
you. Did you back up your phone? I don't know.
And I said, I don't know. I don't even know how I have YouTube music on here.
Send it to the cloud. That's all. Send it to the cloud.
Sunshine breezy today. High in the upper 90s. Low 100s tomorrow. Looking forward to the holiday weekend where they say it's going to be nice. Although we will have fireworks. That's the good news, I guess.
I guess if we haven't already, right?
72 outside right now. Here you go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Some things to look forward to in July. Hamilton lands on Disney Plus Friday. This Friday, I look forward to seeing that. The Tom Hanks World War II movie Greyhound premieres on Apple TV July 10th. And Andy Samberg's new Palm Springs movie hits Hulu on July 10th as well. They say it follows the Groundhog time loop formula. Groundhog Day, I should say, time loop formula. It was a huge hit at Sundance this year. Jeff had mentioned this, too, earlier in the year. Just you know, off the air, we had talked about it. So it sounds like some good stuff on streaming, that's for sure. And he will be talking about that stuff a little later on in the week. Netflix renewed Ozark for a fourth and final season. Producer Chris Mundy said, "We're so happy that Netflix recognized the importance of giving Ozark more time to end the saga the right way."
Yeah.
They said it's been such a great adventure for us. Now they will split the season up. The final season will be broken into two parts, each part containing 7 episodes. So that's a little, you actually get a little more from that last season, but they will break it up.
That's such a great show.
Yeah, it is a good show. It is a good
show.
And
the people in that show, Jason Bateman.
They're all so good.
Laura, who is it? Laura Linney?
Laura Linney, yeah.
Oh, they're awesome.
There's some shows, I think, though, that this is probably, it will be time, I think, to end it.
Yeah.
End it. And then that way you'll go out still as a good show. Right. You know, I think that's smart.
Okay.
Yesterday, and this did happen actually during our show, we found out about it, I should say. Carl Reiner passed away Monday night. 98 years old. The man, in my opinion, was a genius, an absolute comedic genius. Of course, the father of Rob Reiner, Mel Brooks, said, and they were best friends, best friends. He said Carl was a giant, unmatched in his contributions to entertainment, whether he wrote or performed or was just your best friend. Nobody could do it better, and I loved him. Dick Van Dyke, he had a deeper understanding of the human condition than I think he was even aware of. And George Clooney, of course, we forget Carl Reiner was in Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Remember that?
He played
Saul. Saul, Ocean's and 12.
Yeah.
He played Saul. He said Carl Reiner made every room he walked into funnier, smarter, and kinder, and it seemed so effortless. So a lot of people missing him. Led a good life, man. A really, really good life. That is my take for now. Sponsored by CSN, the time to make your move is now. Moving forward together. CSN.edu.
We were talking earlier about the passing of Carl Reiner. I mean, at the ripe old age of 98.
I know.
It's not like he didn't lead a great life.
He sure did.
And boy, if one man had stories, I'm sure he did.
Oh.
And I hope, Carla, I know you do, and I think I do, but I hope more people realize what a genius he was.
Oh, man. Yeah, he really was.
Starting back in the 50s, 60s. Like you said, even doing movies with George Clooney.
Yeah.
Just a couple of years ago. But here's a scene that you and I had talked about off the cuff from the Dick Van Dyke Show when Laura had blurted to the world on national TV that he wore a toupee.
I came to apologize and to tell you personally that I'd like to try to explain.
Explain what? You got a big mouth.
I do. I know. Well, for instance, I think you look very nice without your
hair.
Oh. Well, yes.
This is so... Why didn't you tell me this in private?
Well, I just didn't feel it was my place.
No, your place is on network television. What do you suggest I do with all of these now?
There must be some needy, bald people.
And when I think about that show, you had Carl Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
You had Jerry Paris, who was the Petri's neighbor, who produced and directed and, of course, went on to Happy Days, Laverne and a lot of other great shows.
Yeah. I mean, he did things. If you don't know, and I know a lot of these were before your time, but the Dick Van Dyke Show, of course, Sid Caesar, Imogene Coca, Lots of Luck. I don't know if you remember that. You remember that show?
I do.
He even wrote for the Cleveland Show. He wrote and produced so much. As an actor, of course, he did so much. Hot in Cleveland, which he was Betty White's boyfriend on that show.
There's another scene or another bit he did with Mel Brooks called The 2,000-Year-Old Man.
Iconic.
We have that. We're going to post that on our website and then direct that to social media. But you have to listen to this. And this was done back like in 1961, 62.
Yeah.
Boy, sad news, but what a great legacy. Carl Reiner.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, Carla, you and I were just talking about this off the air, about the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an article where there are some people that said, you know, John Lennon's Imagine, we should have that as our national anthem.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying, are you serious? I mean, it's a great song and all.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will tell you America the Beautiful is something, if you're going to switch it out, that might be your go-to song.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said...
That'd be good. I think either... I think anything but what we play would be good. I've never known why that was... I don't know. The national anthem just doesn't seem the right song. It never did to me.
Well, the Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner. Yes, the national anthem.
Well, as we talk about the song America Beautiful, there's a stretch of Route 66 near Albuquerque. And with the rumble strips, you know, those little dots that you sometimes roll over and... Well,
I love this.
They play America the Beautiful when you drive over them at the precise speed of 45 miles per hour.
Yeah. get everybody to drive the speed limit.
Yeah. So this is what it sounds like from inside somebody's car if you do that. Listen to this. Is that weird?
Somebody had to measure those out so well. It's like doing the water in glasses.
Right.
You know? That's cool.
And work with that for a while to get that to sound like that. And then say, okay, we're a little off. We gotta do this or that.
That's where our tax dollars are. That's great.
Again, it's
why did
near,
it take them so long to put the dots down?
And then, of course, those guys, you're not going to believe what we did.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
It's so cool. Drive your car 45 miles an hour and go over the bumps and... We did that. Wonder how many people drive over it at 45 miles an hour without knowing it, but hear it.
Turn around. Yeah.
I hope there's a sign so you know.
It'd be even cooler if it was done by accident. Yeah.
Or you're reversing.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. Play it backwards.
Then, of course, it's like the Mr. Ed thing. Yeah. Someone sang this song for Satan. Everybody's been asking, what's the big deal? What's the deal on the big box on your website? Well, we're not sure yet, but you can check it out. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Yes. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Getting ahead of ourselves.
Get ahead of yourself now.
Wednesday morning, middle of the work week. Sunshine, breezy today. High 98, low 100s tomorrow, they say, for the weekend. Holiday weekend, low 100s, so it should be nice. It's about 75 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, now a Clorox wipes shortage may happen again because Uber purchased 270,000 packs of the wipes. They are giving them to their drivers. They're sending them out to drivers all over the country because they want them to be able to sanitize their cars and all that stuff. So that good and bad. Those might be hard to find again. Chicago, Atlanta, they will receive the most wipes. I don't know why that is, but they will. Maybe they have more drivers at this point, but so that's why.
Or maybe the people that drive in those cars.
Or maybe that. Yeah. That could be.
Just yucky.
Well, you can't wipe up the way they drive, that's for sure.
No, you can't. Especially in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very true.
Listen, I was raised in this area, and I know if there's a car coming at you, somebody's in the wrong lane.
Yeah. Kind of a rule of thumb wherever you are, really. Not good. Wow. Hey, the most popular, and you're going to be doing barbecuing over the weekend, most likely, the most popular way to cook a steak in 2020, this is a travesty, is well done on a grill, according to a new poll. Medium well is second. Medium is third. What are you people doing? The T-bone seems to be the favorite cut, followed by porterhouse ribeye filet. And our favorite side when we're cooking those steaks up is a baked potato. But well done.
Who does that?
That's just, who does that?
Medium rare.
Which, by the way, is a new feature on our morning show. Right.
Who does that? And this kind of made me happy and sad because there may be a shortage. Adult toys, way up in sales during the pandemic. Way up in sales. And you know why that is? Marty, you mentioned it off the air.
Uber bought them all? Going to give them to their drivers?
No. Because of... Stimulus check! Get out of here!
What do you do with your stimulus check?
You stimulate. Come on, people.
On International Joke Day today.
I am here all week.
You
actually, just through tomorrow, technically, but through Friday, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, your headliner, Carla Ray.
Good night. I'm Carla Ray. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. Your other news sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You know, a lot of people can text anytime you want to the number 702-739-9636. And we're happy they do, too.
Oh, gosh. And I don't know if he wants me to say his name, but he said, oh, Carla, so I work in the adult toy industry, and your joke was not far off at all, because when the stimulus checks went out, our sales skyrocketed. You had to buy online and pick up curbside. So they were nonstop. Bringing
just
them out.
Running bringing back and forth.
Out. Oh, I love this, my friend. And I messaged you back asking you which one you work at. Because that is so good.
So that's
good.
True. And the things we think you
yes,
should know, you had
yeah.
mentioned.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't make this stuff up, people.
That kind of business was up,
yeah,
so to speak.
Right, yes, and literally. No, not so to speak. Literally, Mike. Well, you know, or down, I suppose, for some
literally,
of us.
Literally.
Literally, yeah. By the way, I don't make up my stuff. It's all true.
Oh,
you should know.
Music?
Yeah, where'd my music go? There, because I talk more like that when that music's playing. So anyway,
yes, you're so sexy and so hot.
It's okay. Real news.
Well, that's good to know.
It
somebody in the business.
I know. I love that.
That validifies your
love
story.
It. Yes.
Listen to me. Oh. Validifies. Validates.
Wow. You know, I liked your word better.
Thank you. I'm a whole new man.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLC.
Anytime you want to call in, 702-739-9636. Text or call either way. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hey, it's Laura. Just following up on a beautiful morning, waking up with you guys every day. It makes my life real.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's
Laura.
Sad.
I know.
I love to laugh. You guys make me laugh.
Oh, okay.
Even the most serious thing. You know?
And by the way, I don't know how many people just noticed. I know you did, Carla. I just made up a new word.
I love it. Validify.
I did hear that. Validify. What does that mean, Mike?
That means to...
To validate.
To validate. Yes, that's what it means.
There you go. To validate and solidify, yes.
Yes, together.
Oh, right. Yay.
Validify.
Yes.
I
just as
guys.
Carla's word, which I love and use all the time, anxiety.
Anxiety.
I will be using that word, Mike.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm done with trying to get D1 or G1 into the high schools.
Yeah. Just combine other words.
As
now,
a part of the rap vernacular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, what else do we have to do with our time? We have to make up new words.
I was going
to
say, instead of Laura saying, two words, she could just say to Mike, shup, instead of shut up.
Right, shup.
So, you know, shup.
Well, they do that with sup, right? They just go sup.
Instead of Mike,
yeah.
They say mole, like Mike O'Brien, mole.
Yeah, mole.
Yes, yeah.
And I would, instead of Carla, I'd say, Kayla. I don't know. I don't know. You guys are
or
great.
That.
Thank you so much.
Or that, yeah. Okay. Laura, you have a great day. Has no idea
you
why
too.
She called in, but...
Thanks, Laura.
Take it easy, boys and girls.
Yeah, I tried to get my kids to, when they were in high school, and this is how far back it goes, you know, D1, and they go, what's that? And I go,
I know.
It's
You've
done.
Been trying for 30 years.
D-O-N-E, yeah. Done.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then when I said G1, they go... Mm-hmm. Again, G1, gone, I'm gone.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I said, so take that to school and try and get that going. Mm-hmm. They go, we're not doing that, Dad. Yeah. It's stupid.
You mean like Division I sports, D1?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I am so D1.
Yeah. The point is, I think, to shorten things as opposed to adding on.
Oh. Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
D1.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe I didn't market it good enough or something. Yeah, he hate me. So if from now on, you know, I'm G1.
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to saying I'm gone, you know,
right.
Sure, okay.
Shorter.
Yeah. Well, okay. Gone is actually shorter, but because you got one syllable instead of two,
and then
right?
The hyphen. So
yeah, and it well, luckily you don't have to say I'm G-1, you know.
Right.
So
whoa. Or G-.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a
G-1.
Yeah, that's a whole different gang.
All right,
in
well.
There, Mike. G-1.
Uh-huh.
What? I don't know.
I've all
we wear khaki. I don't know.
And sweaters over our shoulders.
That's right.
So. But I'll be ack. Okay.
Yes, be ack.
I don't know. Well, give it a shot. Yeah. You know, a lot of people can't text or call in right at that moment when we're talking about somebody
right.
or something.
Yeah.
But if you want to, same number for both, 702-739-9636. When last hour, you had mentioned in a few things we think you should know about how people like their steaks. And number one was well done.
Yeah, that's number one, which I cannot believe. None of us could believe that.
Nor can some people texting in believe.
No. As a matter of fact, one of our listeners said, why have a steak if it's cooked to hockey puck consistency. Yuck!
Exactly.
And Barbara said, well done is disrespectful to the bovine. Unacceptable.
Even the cows are offended by that.
Listen, if you're gonna do this to me, you know what? Make it good.
Just make it right.
Make it good. Yeah.
I think that's a deal breaker if you go out. And I know women like it cooked a little bit more so than men.
I'm like really weird because I'm rare to medium rare.
Yeah.
But
that throws off the whole cooking schedule, and then you're behind on eating.
I'll float. I'll go medium rare to medium. It's fine. If that's going to, help everybody else out. But well done.
I mean, if you're barbecuing and somebody, of course, says, well, I would like mine well done.
Matter of fact, you can just burn it. You know what?
Fine. Yours is on the grill. We're all going to eat.
That's right.
When yours is done.
You can get it off the fire.
when it looks
ready.
Like a hockey
Jeez.
Puck. Amazing.
And I get there's, what do they call it? I think there are different names for it in different regions. Pittsburgh style, I think they call it, where you char it, but it's still,
rare.
Yeah, exactly, which is hard to do. That's hard to do.
That is.
Yeah.
So, Morty just said he bought, three?
Tomahawks.
What are you having, like, the city over?
The price of meat went up, so I'm like, I could get New York strip loin for $40, or I could get a tomahawk, and it looks cool.
Well, sure. Yes, it does.
Guess what I don't have? I don't have a grill.
Oh, what?
Well, Christmas is around the corner since we can't remember when your birthday is.
By the way, it's his birthday today.
I know. What?
No.
That was last week. What?
Kevin brought a Brontosaurus burgers.
Brontosaurus, yes.
Over at Morty's house this weekend. Sunshine, a little breezy today. High 98. The high tomorrow, 101. They say it's going to be nice.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow right through the holiday weekend. 81 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, HBO has renewed Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm for an 11th season.
Woo-hoo!
I know. Well, Larry David said, believe me, I'm as upset about it as you are. One day I can only hope that HBO will come to their senses and grant me the cancellation I so richly deserve.
And work so hard for.
Good for him. It's still flippin' funny. Do you watch it, Morty? You guys watch
it? I love it.
Yeah.
I've caught a couple of episodes, but I'm not on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something I can catch up on.
Sure. You have to invest time. Yeah. You got to get to know him kind of from the beginning, and then I think you'll appreciate
the episodes
it.
I have seen.
Uh-huh.
And it's not fair because I've, Spotty watched it.
Right.
But I thought they were funny.
No, they are. You can watch them as standalones, certainly. But you definitely kind of have to get to know him a little bit, you know?
And all the other characters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Ringo Starr tells Rolling Stone magazine that he is planning, to celebrate his 80th birthday July 7th with a charity concert on YouTube. Paul McCartney, Sheryl Crow, Sheila E., among others, will be performing from home for that one. July 7th on YouTube. You can check that out. Jefferson Starship has a new album coming out. The first single co-written by Grace Slick.
What?
I know it. I don't know that she sings on it. I tried to look a few things up here. There's nothing out there yet. But yeah. Co-written by Grace Slick. That's kind of cool.
She freaks me out every once in a while.
She does. I don't know that she'll be singing on it like
because
I say.
Because the eyes. I don't know. They're always wide open.
And she's got those interesting looking eyes. I know.
It looks like she could snap at any moment.
I think she probably could and probably did at some point. Yes.
Yeah.
And I just have to mention this movie is in the news a lot now, Gone with the Wind. Well, the actress from Gone with the Wind, Olivia de Havilland, she turns 104 today. 104 she is.
She's still around?
She's still around. Yes, 104.
Well, this has to be sad for her.
She did a whole lot of stuff along the way, though. Believe it or not, she did a lot. She was very big in her day, but yeah.
She was hot.
Olivia, she was beautiful. She really was. 104 years old. Happy birthday. Happy birthday! Because I would imagine it might be a little tougher now.
The poor soul. No, they're taking the movie down.
I hope at this point she doesn't care.
She has no clue.
I don't care. I was 22. I don't care.
That was over 80 years ago. No. Let it go.
I'm good. I'm all right.
I'm watching Frozen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let it go.
Oh, my gosh. That is my take for now. Sponsored by CSN. The time to make your move is now. Moving forward together. Go to CSN.eb.
For those of you raised on a farm, you'll find this pretty funny, I think. And even if you weren't, you will. A woman in Texas has a chicken that actually laughs when you tickle it. Now, for those people that love pets and fight for the rights for pets.
Yeah.
This does not harm the chicken when you tickle it.
No.
But just responding to a slight touch, here's the woman and here's the chicken laughing.
All right. You ready?
So imagine Carla telling it a joke.
I love it. I love it.
You know, you tell your stimulus joke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stimulus Jack. Thank you. Oh.
So maybe you do the barnyard tour.
Maybe so. You know what? At this point, the way I feel about people, it'd be easier to work for chickens.
This is the 2020 laugh track.
Yes.
That's exactly what this is.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to hang on to that.
Yeah. I know. Helen Keller was lucky, wasn't she?
Hold on.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it. Thank you. Down in front.
We're just going to have to multiply that by a few and get a whole
Let
crowd.
Let him off. Jeez, he's had enough. Come on. Great. I know.
All right.
Okay.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Hey, we have those anniversary Blu-ray DVD packages for Gladiator.
Yes.
What a movie. So being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. And we're going to do that in about 6-7 minutes. A chance to win that anniversary Blu-ray DVD package of the movie Gladiator with another edition of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Identify that song we're playing on Kazoo by title.
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear you.
And Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
We just love
saying that. I love hearing people say that.
I was almost going to sing it.
Well, you know what? That seems to be a lot easier for people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that you just say that song without singing it.
It's like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
You got the anniversary Blu-ray DVD of the movie Gladiator from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard and, of course, from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick it up.
All right.
You know what? I like your dad's version, though, when he was in the band. Hold on. Here it is.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini che si messa quest'oggi per me.
What?
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini ed in cabina voleva restare.
Che sarà il più bello poi verrà.
Was that your mom?
No.
Was it your mom?
Yes, they brought my mom into the studio, and, you know, she just kind of, No, that was an album that my dad's group did back in the day. It was the Gaylord Sing American Songs in Italian, and that was because it was popular.
Right.
Rock music and that type of music was getting popular. Well, so they did those songs.
It sounded great, but the sexiest part of the song.
I know.
Sarà il più bello poi verrà.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News. Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, as Carla would say, Morty, listen up. Heinz just released some recipes for making homemade ice cream based on their condiment flavors.
Oh.
I've actually had ketchup-flavored ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it all that and more?
It's all that and no.
And less?
No.
It's all that and no.
Huh. All right.
Well, they have ketchup, mayo, barbecue sauce, so you can have all that.
You know, I
one or two scoops.
The barbecue one, I think, maybe.
Okay.
But that's it.
Mayo?
New study found the kinkiest men's and women's names, based on how frequently people with those names buy adult products, as we were talking before.
Carla.
The kinkiest names for women, Jessica and Carla.
Yes,
no,
yes,
I'm kidding.
Yes.
It's Jessica and Liz.
Liz?
Liz.
Okay. That's short, you know, from Elizabeth.
Right.
Okay.
So if your name's Jessica and Liz.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like my aunts.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the flip side for men, Charlie.
Well.
And Mike.
Okay.
Yes, that's me.
Shirley's back. What's your full name? Charles Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's Jeff Gray.
Bring the restraints.
Boy, oh boy. Well, listen, couple interesting stories. First of all, a new record set by a guy in Idaho who took 92. Well, welcome to dyslexia. 92 wet sponge hits. To the face.
Oh.
He set a new record, Mike. It was at 91, and he beat that record.
So is somebody just slapping him with a sponge?
They threw it? Yeah. No, they smack him with it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
With a sponge.
With a wet sponge.
That doesn't seem too hard.
I know.
We probably could.
I think after a while I'm sure you numb up, right?
Right.
Numb up a little bit, but I don't know.
When we get back from vacation.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
Put me in the book.
Okay. There you go.
92 sponge slaps to the
face. What about the person who does the slapping?
I think we could have more than
recognition?
Just
recognition.
Yeah, something.
Come on, man. And speaking of porn and all that goes along with it, in Colombia, officials are looking for a porn star named Kyori Dominique. She filmed a porn scene on a bus, and that wasn't the problem. She wasn't wearing a face mask, and it violates the law there. You're required to wear a face mask on all public transportation.
Wow.
Anytime you're on there. So
I like that rapid transit.
I know. Wasn't the fact that they were making porn and everyone was naked and all that. They didn't have a face mask on.
Did I tell you my name's Mike?
Yes, exactly. Fine. Sit down over there and put your mask on then. Yeah, it's so be careful. Anybody out there who is, maybe you're doing some homemade movies. I don't know.
Yeah.
Times are tough. A little extra money.
Wear the mask. Sure,
yeah, wear the mask, especially if you're on the bus. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
My advice
to you, the more you know.
Yeah.
There.
That's what we should call this.
The more you know. Yes,
instead
we should.
Instead of the other news.
We should.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
Do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. We love getting local stories. We do not get them enough. We've got one today. Chris is on the phone. Chris, go ahead.
I work for Meade's Hardware on East Lake Meade, and I'm not going to do a shameless plug at 4438 East Lake Meade because that just would be wrong, but we never closed our doors. We never reduced our hours. We stayed open all the time, and we had no mask. Our vendors were so far out of them that we kept ordering every week, and pretty soon afterwards, we just got a little smiley face that said, you have great humor. And when they told us to put plexiglass up, we put the plexiglass up, and we finally started picking up masks, and one of our the owner's daughter made us some cloth masks. At least something was better than nothing. And we have survived this thing all the way through, and we're still doing it today, and I'm on disability, and my lungs are compromised, but we have always, none of us got sick, our employees, our customers, what a base to just keep coming, you know,
nice
in the business, and we're still banging away.
I love it.
We're not getting rich, but you know what? At least people still have power. Their AC working. Their water's not leaking. Their gas and water heaters. We've been able to help make sure that happened.
That is great to hear. I love that story. Thank you, Chris.
Love my mom. Her name is Linda Gwinnell, and it's Meade's Hardware on East Lake Meade.
And might I just say, a female.
Oh. 50 years, same owner.
Yeah.
And it is a woman's business, and this woman is in her 70s.
That's
and she's still out there on the floor stocking shelves, doing inventory, working the registers behind the counter. She's with us all the time. We're always trying to find ways to make the store better so that our customers keep coming back for what they need and what they want.
Another round of applause for, if not the business, the boss.
Yes, yeah.
70 plus still out there stocking shelves and everything else.
And they kept it going through this whole thing, so good for them.
That's what we're talking about, a local feel-good story. Just call up, give us your version. We'd love to hear it. So, or you can submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, here we go. Kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon. That should make you feel good. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the midday. Otherwise, I mean, we just covered everything.
I know, we sure did.
We talked about the national anthem, meat, the adult business, the adult toy store stuff,
and
even made up a couple of new words.
I know. I like it.
That is one.
I like it.
Fully packed show.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. So.
Validity. Now I'm making
Validify.
Validify.
It can make you anxious, but don't worry about that.
No,
you'll
don't
get
worry
through
about
it.
No.
All right. That about does it for us. Listen, thank you for tuning in. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.